Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is promising a transparent investigation after video showed a Grand Rapids police officer shooting a driver in the back of the head. The video shows this happened after the officer and driver struggled outside the car. Last night, people protested the death of Patrick Lioia. Reporter Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio is in Grand Rapids and is covering this story.
It was Monday morning, 10 days ago, 8:11 a.m., a Grand Rapids, Michigan police officer stops a driver in a residential neighborhood. Police say the reason for the stop was that the license plate on that car didn't match the description of the vehicle. And it was that traffic stop that turned into a foot chase, then a struggle, and it ended with the police officer shooting and killing Patrick Lioia.
And a lot of this is captured on video. We're going to play a little bit of one of the videos that was released Wednesday by the Grand Rapids Police Department. This begins as a traffic stop. You see the officer pull Lioia over, and Lioia, instead of staying in the car, which is what they tell you to do, steps out of the car, and then there's a conversation on the street. Let's listen.
Can I see your license?
What does it mean?
The plate doesn't belong on this car. Do you have a license or no?
You hear him saying, what did I do wrong? What happens next?
Well, he sounds confused at first. And then what Lioia tries to do is he starts to kind of walk away from the officer. And then that officer tries to grab him. And Lioia then runs away. The officer chases after him. You see a struggle. That struggle goes on for more than a minute. Toward the end of this body cam video, you do see Lioia reach for the officer's taser and grab it. And that's just after that, the police officer's body cam actually becomes deactivated in this struggle.
Well, I guess we should be clear. The officer still has his hand on the taser, has the finger on the trigger, but Lioia has grabbed the barrel of the taser at that last second. Then that body cam goes away. There are other angles, however, from other cameras, including a cell phone video taken by a passenger in a car, and that captures the actual shooting. What does it show us?
Well, it shows us that the taser goes off twice, and then you see that Lioia and this officer are on the ground struggling. The officer tells Lioia to let go of the taser. Lioia, at this point, is face down. The officer is on top of him, kind of straddling him, trying to push and keep him down. And lastly, you see the officer then reach for the gun at his hip and shoots at the back of Lioia's head. And that's the shot that kills him.
Just a shocking moment. How have people in Grand Rapids responded to this?
Well, there's anger. There's grief. A lot of people had heard this video described. In the past 10 days, there had been a number of demonstrations calling for these videos to be released. It's been tense this whole time. There were demonstrations last night. Robert S. Womack is a county commissioner. He's spoken to the Lioia family, who has called this an execution. The Lioia family, they're Congolese refugees who came to this country fleeing violence. Womack said he saw the video and he said it did add extra context to the struggle that led to the shooting.
But at the same time, whenever you put your knee on a person's back, and you take out a gun and you put it to their head. In our community, they look at it as an execution.
But what Womack wants now is he says he wants to see charges against this police officer. And for now, Michigan State Police are still investigating. And until that investigation is complete, Grand Rapids says it's not releasing the name of the officer.
Dustin, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
That's Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio.